And look what he says in the next couple of verses. And I tell you this, that many Gentiles, this is a whole lot clearer in the NLT than it is in the King James, but I tell you this, that many Gentiles, that you and me, will come from all over the world and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But many Israelites, those for whom the kingdom was prepared, will be cast into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now let me tell you, I don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile. How many ways is there to the King?
One.
Jesus Christ. You have to make Jesus Lord of your life or you will not go to heaven. Jesus changed all that when he came to this earth. He now then has said, I am the life, I am the truth, and I am the way. And anybody that wants to inherit the kingdom of God must come through me. I'm the only way you can get there. So I don't care who you are. I don't care how big a preacher you are. I don't care how little a guy or gal you are. You got to come through Jesus. And if you come through Jesus and humble yourself as a little child, then you can get into the kingdom of heaven. But you still, even coming to him, you have to listen to his word and do what to his word?
Obey
it. You got to hear it and obey it. But he says there, but after all these things, in verse 13, then Jesus said to the Roman officer, go on home. Now look what faith done. Look what real faith done. Jesus said to the Roman officer, go on home. What you have believed has happened. Now is that powerful? What you have believed has happened. In other words, you come down, that's all these different scriptures that I've listened to these and listened to God tell me these things. When people come down to get healed or at a healing school, I'll tell you, you must repent of your sins and then you must believe. When I pray for you, you got to believe.
Amen.
So here's what you do. You come down here and you got a back injury. And I say, you got all your sins repented of? Yes, sir. I've repented of every sin, known and unknown. I'm a good Southern Baptist. I was raised in a Baptist church. So I know I ain't supposed to sin. Okay, I'm going to pray for you, and you got to believe. Okay, you pray for me, and if my pain goes away, I'll believe. What do you think is going to happen to that guy?
Nothing.
He ain't going to get nothing. But if I say, you got to believe, he said, I believe it. It's in the Word. I believe that Jesus will do it, can do it, and it's for me. So you pray for me. I lay hands on you and pray for you, command the Spirit to leave. And I said, now you're healed. How's your pain? It don't feel no better than it did. Are you healed? Yes. Why are you healed? Because it's written in the book.
Amen.
It's written in the book.
Amen.
I believe. Jesus said it. I can't hardly walk, but I know I'm healed. Praise God. And by the time you get to the car, what happened to your pain? It's gone. 2 weeks later, comes back to church and says, what you teach really works. I got healed.
Amen.
That story just happened right there. There he is right there. Is that right, Jack?
That's absolutely right.
2 weeks later, when Jack come back, he's determined what you teach is real. I really got healed over here. Praise God. Of course it works. But now, if he'd have said, as he's going out the door and his back's still hurting, he said, you know, that Baptist preacher, he prayed for me, but you know, I'm a Baptist too, and I don't know whether this is going to work or not. He'd still be down with his back pain. You know that? Because he didn't believe God. But when he believed God and said, it's done. You said it. Jesus said it. You prayed. It's done. I'm healed. And he's walking out. And by the time he gets to the car, his pain is gone.
Man, that's faith.
And he's been, far as I know, you ain't had a back pain since, have you, Jack? Woo! Praise the King. Is the King good?
Amen.
The King is good. Now, there's some of us believe and some of us don't believe. Oh, I won't go there. But even when we don't believe, God's still good when we come back and believe, right? Ida, you know, Ida was the one that come up for breast surgery, cancer, and we prayed the prayer of faith for her and told her she's healed. And okay, I know I'm healed, but I, just for a backup, I'm going to go let them do surgery on me anyway. So she does, and there ain't nothing there. She can't believe this. I mean, ain't nothing there. We prayed for her, and Jesus did exactly what he said. And then she comes to church and gives her testimony. She said, but now I got this real problem. I can't raise my arm no higher than about this because where they went in done the surgery. We said, Lord, will you please be merciful to this sweetheart and heal her and forgive her of her pain, sin of unbelief. And he said, okay. I said, now we pray for you. Raise your arm. She, her arm's been perfect ever since. Is God merciful? Is he wonderful? Is the King wonderful? But does he? If he wasn't wonderful, you know how many of us would get healed? None of us. I mean, if he wasn't merciful and forgiving and kind and gentle and didn't forgive us of our sins, I mean, we're a wicked bunch, you know what? We have been known to be wicked. But here, if you see this, this is a mighty statement. Jesus told this centurion soldier, go on home, what you have believed has happened. So do you have anything to do with your healing? Yes. If you believe, it's done. You got to believe. And when you believe, it is done. Wow. I think about the number of you that I see right here in this room today that I could say, I just start pointing you out like I did with Ida and Jack. But there's many of you that came here and believed, you know, and you got well. And some of you have been well for years. And some of you are going to stay well forever because you now know that sin. Have you had a headache, Bruce, since the other day? How many years have you had that headache?
All my life.
Here is a man from Baltimore area, Washington, up in that area, that like last Sunday he came down and his wife called me because he couldn't get out of bed. He got here and he was hurting so bad. And she told me he's had these headaches for almost all your life. Had these headaches. He takes, I forget how many of these BC powders a day, a dozen or 15 or 20 or whatever. And they don't. And so she called me last Sunday. She said, Thurman, would you pray for my husband? And I said, sure. I prayed a prayer of faith. I said, now he's healed. Tell him to come to church. But he couldn't get out of bed. He didn't have that kind of faith. So I told her, I said, okay, but you bring him, he'll be okay. But he couldn't get out of bed. Oh, he was hurting. So she came to church, and she told me when he got here. She said, Pastor, I know you prayed, but said after you prayed, he got worse. I said, I knew that, but you know, that's when you got to get up and do something. So about an hour after she got to church, all of a sudden, Bruce had laid on. Bam, headache went away. He come see me. We went through all deliverance. So I think we went 3 or 4 hours. We sat there and talked about the Word. In fact, right back there in the back corner of the building, back I was working on the bathroom, when he come in, I stopped. We stood right there in our dirty clothes. We got him to repent of every sin. We cast that demon out of him and ain't had a headache this week. For the first time in his life. Do we serve an awesome Jesus, folks? Now then, what kind of faith does God, is God looking for faith? Whenever that centurion said, I know you're a man of authority. I'm a man of authority on this earth. When I speak to my soldiers, they do what I say. And I know you're a spiritual authority. You speak that word from here, and I know my servant's going to be healed. Not I think, maybe. I know. And Jesus said, wow. I have not seen that kind of faith in all Israel. He said, as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. Go home, your servant's healed. Now, how easy is it for God to heal you? How long did it take him, Bruce? Just like that. One little prayer. Jack, it only took him from the time we prayed for you to get to the parking lot, didn't he? And he's healed. I mean, isn't it wonderful? Now, sometimes God doesn't do it that quick. Sometimes he takes a little while. But you got to believe all through it. In other words, if we stand on that mighty promise today, if you happen to be a person, in fact, I'm going to tell you right now, during the service and everything else, I got a lovely couple back here, and they're just like me. They've been raised up in a Baptist church and everything else. But they come today, they want to both be healed. And he told me at the beginning of the service, he wanted the elders of this church to pray over him and anoint him with oil. Well, I'm an elder. I'm the pastor, and Dave is an elder. And I'm going to ask Dave to come up here with me. And because we're both here in this church, I'm going to ask this couple to come up here. Y'all come on up here right now. And we're going to anoint you too with oil, because you said you want to stand on James 5, 14, 15, 16. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that a guarantee from God to heal you?
Yes.
I mean, you just like me. You raised up in a Baptist church. If it's written in the Word, yes, that's good enough, right?
Right.
We believe we're Word men, right?
That's right.
And Word women, right?
Right.
So Jesus don't honor Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, or nothing else.
Kicked out for believing the Word.
Amen.
But believe it all of it,
yeah. So Jesus, they need to both be healed. So we're going to anoint them with oil. I want every one of y'all to be in agreement with us as we pray. We're going to pray the prayer of faith for them. We're going to anoint them with oil, I'm going to anoint her on the forehead here, just a little bit right here, and her husband right here, because Jesus said in James 5, 14, 15, and 16, is any sick among you? And they're sick, and they're among us. Let them call for the elders. We're the elders. And ask us to pray the prayer of faith, anoint them with oil, which we've done. And the prayer of faith, Lord, thank you. We rebuke this sickness, command it to leave. And in the mighty name of Jesus, they're both healed. In Jesus' name. Lord, in Jesus' name, both of them are completely healed, delivered and healed from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. You wrote it in your word. It's a guarantee from you, Lord, and it can't fail. So, Lord, now then, this couple is completely healed and will stay healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. We're healed. Amen. Amen. Praise the King. Now then, the very first time God led me in that, to do that for somebody, was Ed Brock in 1986, and God spoke to me audibly and told me to do that. And when he spoke to me and told me to do that, I mean, I had so little faith, but I did finally get it done, and we prayed over Ed Brock, and I really expected a miracle to happen, but it didn't. It took 6 months for Ed Brock to get healed of terminal cancer, but that's been 1986, and the cancer has never come back. He's still alive today. Now, I heard something from him the other day that he has some physical problems again, but it's not cancer. But isn't it amazing? He has never called me or anything. Isn't that amazing? When you come up with something, if you know a man that had the faith to call you together and to pray over you 21 or 22 years ago, now you got another problem. Look like you'd at least be on his doorstep again. Yeah. I would be, wouldn't you? Yeah. Hey, I love to be around men and women of faith. Don't you, Steve? Yeah. Well, I cannot overemphasize the fact that we do not worship the King enough. You know, this awesome God, as I stood in the back a while ago, and many of you was singing and praising with your hands raised and everything, and I thought, how can you possibly not raise those hands and worship the King when you think how great thou art? How can you not do that? Well, it's easy for people that have not spent enough time with God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.